Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the digital revolution. And today, I'm going to talk about a word I see used an awful lot on the internet today. And that word is emulation. It seems to me that the vast majority of websites that I go to visit when I'm looking at a particular photographer's work, usually somewhere in the text, whether the images are color or black and white, I see the photographer mention that they use emulation software. That is software to fake the look of film. Now, this has been around for quite a while, but I find it extremely funny that here we are, 15 plus years into this entire sort of, digital takeover of our medium, and yet what now is considered the holy grail? What now is considered the look that everybody seems to want? Film, which is just hilarious to me. The best part is real film is still available. The problem that I have with most of these emulation programs is that the people who are using them have no idea what these films actually used to really look like. The emulation programs in the hands of a skilled photographer and someone with a visual background of how Tri-X or P3200 or Kodachrome used to really look, can actually do a reasonably good facsimile. It's never perfect. It's never as good as shooting the real film, if that's the look you're going for. And there are certain reasons for this. One, in the digital file, you always have more micro contrast and more micro detail. And that's a dead giveaway, because the emulation sort of sits on top of this. And it never feels as rich, as deep, and as continuous as an actual film scan. But in the hands of somebody who knows what they're doing and who has a good visual background, you can do a pretty damn good job. The problem is that very few people have that visual background. So most people are just running at this, and they're throwing all sorts of crazy effects into it. And the images, to be really honest, that I'm seeing online suck. I'm just going to come out and say it. They suck. And the problem is that people are creating images using these emulation programs that are bordering on an illustration. Now, I have no problem if you want to make illustrations. Just don't call it a photograph, because it's not. I have no problem with emulation in the hands of a skilled artist. But the problem is, as I said, most people are not that skilled artist. And people that don't believe me that, here I am saying 15 years into the digital revolution that film is king, what is the number one program out there? I think probably the number one program out there that people use to share and show their photographs on the internet. The answer is Instagram. Why do people use Instagram? There's lots of programs out there that allow you to share images on Facebook and other social media platforms. The reason is all the funky lenses and emulations that come along for free with that program. Everybody's making their images look like Polaroid. Everybody's making their images look like an old crappy lens with vignetting corners and lots of film grain. But the reality is, the skilled photographer, the person with a sense of background, knows that all that's fake. If you want film, go out and shoot film. Film today is still king. Thank you very much for listening. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Have a great day.